Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Blues Report. In just a moment, you'll hear from Chris Raby of KMOX and the Blues Radio Network. We'll get you set for tonight's game between the Blues and the San Jose Sharks from the Enterprise Center. The Blues enter tonight's game with a record of 5-5-3. The Sharks, meanwhile, have been one of the better teams in the league. The Blues are coming off a win on Tuesday night against Carolina by the final of 4-1. Ryan O'Reilly picked up the hat trick. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. This is presented by Hair Salon for Men. Hair Salon keeps client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want. They'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverages, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. For an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave, all that at Hair Salon for only $22. Vladimir Tarasenko, 2 assists in the game against Carolina the other night. He feels he's just getting better chemistry when he's on the ice with Ryan O'Reilly.
Everybody knows what kind of player he is. He's smart, really smart player, really strong on the dot, really good defensively, and I have a really good hockey sense. It's, you know, if somebody cover us when we play with him, he'll always make himself open, and so it's easy to pass to him. And like I said, we try to build a chemistry, and it doesn't start really good right away, but I feel like the more we play together, we get more and more. And we're all really happy for him. It's really huge for our team, and I hope we can keep going the same way, and Ryan can go the same way too.
Tonight, the Blues will sit Pat Maroon, head coach Mike Yeo, on the St. Louis Natives' slow start.
I think it's been very frustrating for him, which is understandable. Obviously, he's coming here, and first off, we know how important it is for him to put that jersey on, what that means to him, and how he wants to contribute. Secondly, he's betting on himself this year. You know, obviously, we know how important that is. It's tough when, you know, we saw a lot of good things despite him not scoring, his forechecking, his puck presence in the offensive zone, you know, his physicality, his power play, all these things. Now, I think that some things can start to get in your head, and obviously confidence plays a part in that, and so I think maybe a little reset here can help him out.
Why is he sitting him?
We're trying to help all our players, and sometimes pulling him out of the lineup doesn't mean that we think that we're you know, going to be better because he's not in the lineup. That's not the case. Sometimes it's a reset for that player. Sometimes it gives them a chance to, you know, to think about things a little bit differently, to work on their game. Also, sometimes we have different players that we have to get in the lineup as well. So for us, we believe very strongly in the group that we have. And every day we come to the rink, it's two things. One, we're trying to win that game. And two, we're trying to build our game towards that end of the year where we want to be. And you need a lot of people to get to that point. And obviously Pat's a very big part of that and one of those guys.
So Maroon sits and some other roster decisions in store for the Blues this evening. If you're not going to the Blues game at the Enterprise Center, the place to see it is at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Join the party for all St. Louis Blues action this season at one of Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. You can score a hat trick of savings, great food and drink specials available during every Blues game, including Bud Family beer specials, $4 Jack Daniel's cocktails, $5.99 Blue Sampler appetizers, $4 Blue Note bombs, and the all-new Golden Bread cocktail for $5, and that's only at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Don't forget, today we also have our Mizzou Report with Mike Kelly, and if you haven't heard it, make sure you look on the website and listen to the interview with Jim Cavanaugh as MLS is trying to make its way to St. Louis, an all-encompassing interview with the potential owner of a new MLS team coming to St. Louis, and that answers a lot of questions for sports fans here in this area. But in this particular podcast, we're talking St. Louis Blues hockey. Comprehensive breakdown with Chris Raby coming up.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, It's our Blues Report and our chance to visit with our Blues insider, Chris Raby. You can hear him, of course, on Blues games, intermissions, and the Blues pre- and post-game shows. The Blues host San Jose tonight. The long homestand continues. But let's go back to the other night. We thought, you know, again, Chris, it was kind of a must-win game for the Blues. And Mike Yeo still kind of in and out of that hot seat. And the Blues came out and played, again, one of their solid games of the year against Carolina. We'll see if it carries over tonight. But obviously one of the better games of the year against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, they played well, Dan. Maybe not the sharpest game at all times, 5-on-5, but you're right. They played well. They got on the scoreboard early. They applied pressure, and they got great goaltending from Chad Johnson. So, you know, I know that despite a couple of disappointing losses, both to Columbus way back a couple of weeks ago and then Minnesota, on Saturday, you still have won 3 of 4 games. You've got 2 games left on this homestand. You are, you know, in a position to make it potentially 5 out of 7 wins on this 7-game homestand. So I know it hasn't been the start that a lot of Blues fans were expecting or hoping for, but, you know, I do think there are some positives to take away. More than anything, I think you're healthier than you've been at this point of the year the last couple of seasons, and you hope that you carry that into a pair of games this weekend and end the homestand on a great note, because then the schedule is going to get really tough.
Yeah, Mike Yeo yesterday at practice just raving about the play of Chad Johnson, who right now is the backup goaltender, but it seems like Chad Johnson could get a lot more playing time going forward.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about Jake Allen, Dan, and talked about, you know, some of the times that he's been very good this year and over the last couple of years, some of the times that he's struggled. And I think that he's struggled as the team has struggled. I think that you can't put it all on Jake. Certainly, you know, I've told you that there are times when you just have to make the big save. You just have to make the momentum save. And while I certainly know that the organization has full faith in Jake moving forward, Chad Johnson gave them to that the other night. Look at the Robbie Fabry goal and how that set up. You know, it was a huge save on an odd man rush by Carolina that Chad Johnson made, and then the Blues spring the other way and end up putting the puck in the back of the net. So it's those kind of momentum swings, those kind of saves that you need if you're going to cobble together one of these big win streaks. Johnson was fantastic. He saved 38 out of 39 shots. And, you know, I won't go as far as to say that there's any pressure on Jake as far as his starting goaltending role is concerned. But certainly, you know, you've got to give guys days off. You've got to have a backup goaltender that you feel confident in. And maybe the Blues have found that guy in the post-Carter Hutton era and Chad Johnson.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks. Well, you know, you mentioned the name of Robbie Fabry, and you'd love to see it carry over to tonight. But if they can get him going, if he can get that jump start and the emotion that he played with the other night, the emotion that he showed after the game and scoring that first goal that he's had in a couple of years, you wonder what that does for him, and you wonder what it does for the Blues offensively.
Wasn't it great to watch? And he certainly doesn't look like a guy who's been sidelined for, you know, a season and a half with multiple ACL injuries, and you knock on wood and you take everything, I guess, cautiously, because who knows what happens in sports or in this game or with the human body. But I, Dan, have just been so impressed at the attitude and the confidence of Robbie Fabry. You know, from being around athletes in every major sport, especially a young guy, especially when you haven't gotten that first major payday, especially when you were such a big part of the team, I can't even imagine what it would be like to sit by and watch and wonder and then come back and know that you already re-injured the same knee last year in training camp when you thought you were good to go. He doesn't, from my very uneducated, unathletic perspective, he doesn't look like he's dealing with any of that. He looks like the Robbie Fabry of the past. He looks explosive. He's using his instincts. He's being physical. He's not shying away from contact. And you're right, man. If they have that kind of Robbie Fabry, he doesn't need right now to be the guy that he was a couple of years ago. He looks like he might be getting close to there a couple of games in, but he doesn't need to be that guy. But if he can be a guy that plays with confidence, plays with instinct, plays like Robbie Fabry, certainly not just for the rest of this year, but for years going forward, that'll be an incredible asset for this club.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When a guy comes back from injury, you can understand, and he's had multiple serious injuries, you can understand where a player, especially in the beginning and early stages of their career, where they could be hesitant. And that's what I saw the other night. He was not hesitant. He was full bore. And if you get that type of player, that is a difference maker for the St. Louis Blues.
No doubt. And I know fans were kind of wondering and kind of holding their breaths and maybe saying, here we go again, when he missed the early part of this season with an unrelated injury to the knee. But, you know, I think that's prudence by the organization. And I'm sure he was chomping at the bit and he wanted to be in there and he wanted to play. But for the organization to say, listen, we are so invested in you and we believe so much in you, what you're going to give to us this year and then moving forward, that we don't want you to get out there and we don't want you to, put yourself in a position where, you know, you're dealing with a back or you're dealing with an ankle and then that leads to something with the knee. So I give everyone involved a whole lot of credit for the plan so far. Again, you don't want to put the cart in front of the horse because it's only been three games, but boy, he's looked good. And you're right. That's a pretty incredible spark, and a spark that honestly I think they needed while they're waiting for a couple of other guys to get going.
Well, we mentioned it the other day. Pat Maroon comes home. It's a one-year deal. Wanted to be closer to his son. He has not gotten off to the start that many were expecting or hoping for. What's the latest right now with Pat Maroon?
Yeah, so he'll get the day today. He won't play tonight. And the word that Mike Yeo used was reset. And again, I know that so often in sports, fans live and die emotionally with these players and with their teams, which makes it so great. But I think we also sometimes assume that we can get inside a guy's head. And for a guy who turned down longer offers, who turned down other offers to come back to St. Louis, he's playing on a one-year deal. The Blues, literally because of the salary cap and because of some minutia, would not be able to extend him until later this year and after the new calendar year. And, you know, I can't even dream about what kind of pressure he's putting on himself. We know what kind of player he is. And the fact is, Dan, that even with some of the issues that he's seemingly going through, he still put up numbers and he's still scoring points at, you know, until the last couple of games, nearly a point per game. He's been very productive on the power play, but I can see why maybe giving him that day, giving him that reset can be a good thing. It's something sometimes in hockey that can be a weapon, can be an advantage for the coaching staff. He'll go up to the press box. He'll maybe sit there with Steve Ott, like Robert Thomas did a couple of weeks ago on their trip through Canada, and he'll get to take a deep breath. He'll get to say maybe, you know, what's going wrong? Why am I pressing? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? They dropped him down to the fourth line. I would assume he'll be back up, and he'll certainly continue to play on the power play. But you're right, man. It's been maybe a bit of a bumpy road for Pat, but certainly he's not alone in that. I think that sometimes spotlight maybe shines on his struggles a little bit brighter just because of the storylines and the natural kind of homecoming and a lot of the excitement and the expectations that were built around him coming back to the team and the decision for him to come back to St. Louis. But, you know, they're just going to give him a day, give him the night, give him a reset, and looking forward to seeing him back on the ice Sunday against Minnesota.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
This is Dan McLaughlin, and I'm proud to be the first member of Fuse Select. It's a new, first-of-its-kind program ever to hit St. Louis through the Lou Fuse Automotive Network. So what exactly is Fuse Select? Here you go. It's a monthly car subscription that's an alternative to leasing or owning a vehicle. Just download the Fuse Select app. You could be driving an SUV for family trips. Maybe it's a fun sports car for date nights, a luxury sedan for a daily commute. And with your subscription, insurance, maintenance, cleaning is all included. My favorite part of the program, unlimited flips. The Fuse Select Concierge team delivers the vehicle of your choice right to your doorstep. Unlimited flips. It's incredible. Fuse Select. Learn more. Sign up at Fuse.com. Fuse Select, like owning a multi-car garage.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
You mentioned there's some news with Robert Thomas. What's happening with him?
Well, he's in the lineup, so that means he's going to stay. He played his 9 games, and at that point, the Blues had to make a decision whether he was going to go back to junior or if he was going to remain with the club, and that would count a year on his entry-level contract. If he had returned back to junior and been outside of the organization and not been with the NHL team, that meant the Blues would have vested an extra year of control on that entry-level contract. So similar a little bit, apples and oranges to baseball, but we know the control years and the restrictions. I guess it's backwards in baseball because a guy, you know, has to start the year in the minors and then come up later. But Robert Thomas is here. We're going to see a lot of him. And I think the coaching staff and management obviously has liked what they've seen lately from him.
Chris, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dan.